From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on This Day in Maine, Tuesday, February 25th, 2025.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Maine lawmakers today remain deadlocked over a bill to close a state budget gap, an impasse that could delay Medicaid payments to hospitals and other health care providers. Steve Missler has more.
Democrats in the House attempted to advance the $121 million spending bill, but could not convince enough Republicans to enact the proposal as an emergency measure. The GOP is refusing to vote for the plan without additional cuts and restrictions on welfare programs. The stalemate appeared no closer to resolution than it was 2 weeks ago. The House tabled the bill after one vote Tuesday, and the Senate adjourned until next week, meaning the bill cannot advance much further until then. The bill is designed to plug a budget gap in the state's Medicaid program known as MaineCare, but its fate will also have ramifications for talks over the next biennial budget. Democrats control the legislature and could pass the bill on a straight majority, but that will delay the flow of funds to health care providers. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
As Maine faces a projected $450 million budget shortfall, state lawmakers are considering cutting Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program funding, or SNAP, for certain immigrants who have work authorization but are not employed. The proposal, included in Governor Janet Mills' two-year budget plan, would save about $8 million over the next 2 years. But Anna Corson with the food security group Full Plates, Full Potential told the legislative committee this week the cuts would undermine the state's goal of ending childhood hunger.
Our most vulnerable children and families should not bear the burden of balancing Maine's budget at a time when costs of living are rising and federal funds for health care, education, and food are being cut.
Maine is one of a few states that fund their own SNAP programs for eligible non-citizens, many of whom are barred from accessing federal food assistance. The Mills administration says participation in the program has increased fivefold over the last 4 years. Even with a projected budget shortfall, Maine Supreme Court Chief Justice Valerie Stanfill says the state legislature must prioritize funding for the judiciary. Stanfill told lawmakers in her annual State of the Judiciary address today that even after raises granted in recent years, Maine's judicial salaries are still the lowest in the nation.
You and the governor have listened in the last few years, but in these times of belt tightening, it is critical that you continue to pay attention. We need to have enough people, clerks, marshals, and others, to support the judges in the courtrooms, and they need to be paid appropriately.
She adds that technology is now key infrastructure for courts and must be funded as such. Stanfill says courtrooms require computers and displays to allow for remote proceedings and to display electronic evidence such as videos. A temporary recruiting and hiring freeze is in place at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard. The shipyard said in a post on Facebook that it would pause hiring in order to, quote, understand and prioritize resources. A March 4th hiring event has also been canceled. The announcement comes after Maine U.S. Senator Susan Collins said the shipyard needed to hire at least 550 people a year to keep up with demand from the Navy. Research shows that public school students spend vastly different amounts of time in class each day, depending on where they live. In some states, a student can spend up to a year and a half more in the classroom than peers elsewhere. A new study reveals Maine is in the bottom five states for school day length. Maddie Smith has more.
At Lewiston High School, the bell rings at 7:45 a.m. But some students say they get up much earlier to make it there on time.
I wake up at like 4:30 to go to the gym, and then but I'll leave my house around 7:20.
Senior Taylor Jean spends 6 hours a day in school for 175 days a year, as do most high schoolers in Maine. but that is significantly less than what's required in other states across the country.
The school day that you have is not actually necessarily the same as the school day that somebody has in the district one over, and it's definitely not the school day that you have when you cross state lines.
Stanford University researcher Sarah Novikoff is the co-author of a study on instructional time and its effect on students. She says average U.S. schools are in session for 6.9 hours per day, almost a full hour more than in Maine. And Maine doesn't actually require a minimum school day length. So within her 6 hours, Taylor Jean can have multiple study halls and even leave school grounds.
And then I have 2 study halls, second and third period. And with privileges, you get to go home for your study halls, so I don't have to be at school for second and third period.
Novikoff and her colleague at Brown, Matthew Kraft, found that substantial differences in instructional time can lead to lower test scores. According to the National Assessment of Educational Progress, Maine students last year had the lowest average math and reading scores in nearly 3 decades and are performing significantly below the national average. But Novikoff insists the correlation between testing performance and time spent at school is not that simple.
It really does matter when the time is added and how it's added in terms of the results that it produces. It's not quite a formula.
Novikoff says those extra hours don't help students, and lengthening the day isn't always the best strategy to increase students' time in school.
If you push, especially young students, for additional hours past the typical sort of 7-hour day that we find in the United States, if you start to push students to 8, that additional hour maybe isn't quite as valuable.
Some educators say learning outcomes have more to do with the quality of instruction than with time requirements.
I mean, I've seen some teachers get more done in 10 minutes than other teachers can in an hour.
Sharon Gallant, a newly retired teacher with more than 30 years in the classroom, says extending the school day in Maine would be problematic, given the long distances students have to travel.
Being a rural state really presents some funky challenges. And I think about, like, even for me, in some of the outer ranges of, I taught in MSAD 11, some kids are on a school bus for over an hour.
In fact, some policymakers are proposing to give high school students a later start each day. State Senate President Maddie Daughtry has introduced legislation nearly every year for the last decade to push back high school start times by 45 minutes. She says it would address chronic sleep deficits that affect learning.
Teenagers have a delayed circadian rhythm, and that waking up a teenager in this point of your life is akin to shaking an adult awake at 3 a.m. It leads to all sorts of issues with academic performance, safety, driving when tired, and just generally is not healthy.
Daughtry says the change might lengthen the school day, but isn't meant to reduce the time students spend in class. Researcher Novikoff, meanwhile, says there are a number of takeaways from her study that school administrators should consider.
So I would say a big takeaway from this is not only to think about expanding time when you can and when you have the funding to do so, but also to protect the time you currently have.
Lewiston High School senior Taylor Jean says though she likes her schedule, she does see value in pushing start times back.
I think a lot of people, like a lot of my friends, would like really like if our normal start time is like 8:20.
Daughtry will reintroduce her bill again this legislative session. There are currently no organized efforts in Maine to extend the school day or year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, a discussion about housing for older Mainers. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.